Can I soapbox for just a second?
Please.
Because I told you about this article Jason Barrett wrote. And I tweeted out yesterday, if you get a chance and you're at all interested in the media and the relationship the media has with everything, it's well worth reading. And basically, his lead-in is, when personal opinions and agendas get in the way of factual reporting, relationships are fractured. Here's a deeper look at why the media is viewed unfavorably by the people and teams they cover and audiences they speak to. And I think this is a big issue, because a lot of the people who are saying things like, well, ESPN also reported that the Duke lacrosse thing. And there's all sorts of instances where you can look and say, wait a minute, they screwed up this report. And so you're not going to trust reports, especially if you don't want to. If it's in your mind that you don't want to trust this report because you don't want to believe that this, you know, that these guys covered it up, then you're going to point to those things. And the problem is, you know, we're asking outside the lines to be our investigative journalists. They're not good enough. That's not good enough. Because the truth is, yeah, that's a nice little snapshot of what happens. But the problem that we have, and it gets back to what we were talking about a little bit the first segment, is that you don't have people, there's very few anymore. And well, I'll go back even further. The New York Times, the whole Jason Blair thing where the guy made up stuff. This was one of the most trustworthy organizations in America, and they're making stuff up. So people are naturally not going to trust them.
Yeah.
And can we blame them? Because what do we do? Where do we get our news now? Fox News. It's not a news channel. People get their news from Bill Maher. Bill Maher is a comedian and a political commentator. That's not where you're supposed to get your news. You're supposed to get commentary about that. You're supposed to look it up yourself and research it, and somebody's supposed to do really good independent research for you and let you come up with the best decision based on what you read. And some of it can be really damning, but the problem is that we don't have people who do that anymore. We have Twitter. We have snapshots. We have sound bites. And hey, we do this all the time. Somebody says something on a sound bite and we, you know, riff off of that. And the problem is, without an independent press, without somebody who's out there investigating, without somebody who's out there giving us the facts, without political bias, without school bias, and trust me, college football is the exact same thing as politics, man. Your team is your team. Your politician is your politician. Your party is your party. And you're going to just look for stuff that's going to back that up, and you're going to defend them to the death. Without an independent media, this country is doomed. We are doomed. We are going to become the old Soviet Union where Pravda tells us everything. As the companies get smaller and the news comes from fewer places, then we are basically going to be fed. And we're lazy. All of us are. We don't want to have to sit there and think about stuff. We'd rather have somebody come on and tell us, hey, you know what? We'd rather have you say Baylor is just as bad as Penn State. And then, yeah, that's what they say. But then it maybe you're right, maybe you're not. But that's the opinion that's out there that you've thrown out there. Or somebody else saying, like you said, national media, oh, this is a UT agenda thing. Which, by the way, if UT had all the agendas that everybody thought they had, they'd be running the country. Okay? That's the problem. We don't. And this is what drives me nuts about this. There's nobody diving into this beyond what we saw on ESPN. Which, hey, I've seen enough of those outside the lines to know I can't trust everything I see on there either. There's nobody I trust working on it. And that's a problem, not just on this, but in everything we do. And this is what's created Donald Trump. This is what's created a lot of things in our country. And I'm telling you, man, 15 more years of this, we're going to have an entire generation that doesn't even know what an investigative reporter is and thinks all the truth that they get comes from Fox News or Bill Maher. Or us. And that is a problem. And unless that gets fixed, and I don't see any way to fix it because newspapers are dead.
Yeah.
So who's going to take that over? Somebody actually has to take that over. And I had hoped that's what Grantland was going to be. It wasn't. It was a bunch of guys overwriting crap and showing off, look, Ma, I can write without an editor. Woo. There was no investigative journalism there. And that's, I'm sorry, man. That it was investigative journalism that changed this country.